Here's a global brand name that needs no image makeover at all, Muhammad Ali. Thousands of fans gave the former boxer a hero's reception in the Irish town of Ennis today. They were welcoming not only the man who styled himself the greatest, they were welcoming home one of their own. It turns out that Ali's great-grandfather was an Irishman from Ennis named Abe Grady. Grady ended up in Kentucky, where he married a freed slave, and one of their children was Ali's grandmother. Mark Nolan is the managing director of the Drumolland Castle Hotel in Ennis, which hosted a reception for the champ today.
He's the most charismatic individual. Immediately, everybody was struck in the room. We opened a curtain, and there was Muhammad Ali. And we had 200 of our best and great guests in the room. And there was just such a burst of spontaneous applause. Everybody stood up, and the applause went on for quite a few minutes.
So they really felt like the people of Ennis felt like he is indeed one of theirs. Can you explain just briefly the family tree?
Well, I'll do my very best on this. As you said, his great-grandfather was born in a place called the Turnpike, just outside Ennis, in the outskirts of Ennis Town, and that's in County Clare. I suppose one of the great accolades that was bestowed on him today was the Freeman of the town of Ennis.
And what does that mean, Freeman?
They're still, I think, trying to work out exactly what the connotations are, Marcus, because he's the first person that's ever been bestowed this honour. But it's a huge honour and one that he was very grateful for. His wife nowadays does a lot of his work for him in terms of presenting and speaking, and she spoke most eloquently for about 5 minutes.
Right. He's suffering from Parkinson's compounded with punch drunk syndrome.
Although, you know, he walked and he did involuntary things like in Ennis. Some of the photographers were waiting outside for him, and they shouted, "Ali, Ali," and he got out of the car, and he made a punching gesture, which they were absolutely thrilled with.
And I understand that you've had a lot of heavy thunderstorms this summer, and miraculously, and this happens after Muhammad Ali said 30 years ago in his rumble in the jungle against George Foreman, he even canceled the rain for his fight. So looks like he still has the power.
It's the most amazing thing, Marco. About midday today, our time, the skies opened, and I mean, it was thunderous rain. And half an hour later, the sun was absolutely beaming and never gave up until he left.
So it turns out that Jack Dempsey wasn't America's greatest Irish boxer after all.
No. That's right, Jack. Yeah, no offense to Jack Dempsey or any of his family, but I'm afraid I think we found somebody that might just pip him.
Yeah, we should say that Jack Dempsey was about as Irish as Muhammad Ali because he had Irish blood mixed with American native Choctaw Cherokee blood.
That's right.
I understand your godson was on hand for the ceremonies as well.
Yeah, my godchild is very interested in boxing. He's 12 years of age, and he said, "Mark, if you could get me a photograph with Muhammad Ali," he said, I it would be the happiest day of my life." But anyway, we managed it, and he said, "Mark, I've got to tell you, I'm 12 years of age. This is the happiest day of my life."
Yeah, he'll always be the greatest.
Always the greatest.
Mark Nolan, the managing director of the Drumolland Castle Hotel in Ennis, County Clare, the ancestral town of Muhammad Ali. Thanks so much for talking to us.
A pleasure. Thanks, Marco.